The next technique, negotiate purchase credits. This technique employs the use of security deposits, rent credits, and real estate tax credits to reduce the amount of cash required for the down payment on an income property. Now, sometimes these credits can be substantial enough to allow you to end up taking out cash at the time of closing. If not, they can certainly cut down on the amount of cash needed at the close. Let's take a look at these. When a tenant signs a lease, they're almost always required to put down a security deposit against any damage that might be done to the property during the term of the lease. In addition, some landlords, like me, I might add, collect the final month's rent at the lease signing. Such security deposits and the final month's rent must be turned over to the buyer at the closing. Also, the buyer receives credit for part of the rent collected in the current month. For example, if you close on an income property on the 10th of the month, you'll receive credit for the last 20 or 21 days, which is approximately two-thirds of the month's rent. If you close on the first day of the month, you'll either receive the rents collected already by the seller or will immediately collect the rents yourself. In addition to security deposits and rents collected at closing, you'll also receive a credit for unpaid real estate taxes. Real estate taxes are generally paid in arrears, which means that the seller is always behind in paying taxes. For example, real estate taxes for the current year are due and payable late in the year, or sometimes even the next year. Thus, the buyer receives a credit for the real estate taxes that have been accrued but have not been billed prior to the closing. The credits from security deposits and last month's rents and collected rents and unpaid real estate taxes will all be used to reduce the amount of cash required for the down payment, and sometimes these credits are substantial. On a 10-unit building, for example, there might be $7,000 in security deposits, 10 times $700, last month's rents of 10 times the monthly rent rate, and an additional credit for unpaid real estate taxes of $10,000 to $15,000. In such circumstances, it would not be unusual for credits on a 10-unit building to exceed $20,000. For this technique, the situation is that you're purchasing an income property and want to pay little or no money down on the property. The sources are tenant security deposits, last month's rent, collected rents, and unpaid real estate taxes. The strategy is to use the credits that are due to you as the buyer to reduce the amount of your down payment on the property. Let's look at an example. You purchase a 10-unit building, each unit of which rents at $600 per month. At closing on the first day of the month, you will immediately receive credit for any collected rents. And if you don't receive that credit at closing, you'll soon receive the rents immediately after closing, and that will total $6,000, 10 times 600. You'll get a credit for security deposits of $7,000, that is 10 times 700, and you'll get a credit for the last month's rent of $6,000, 10 times 600. Real estate taxes on the property are $10,000 per year, and at closing you are to receive a real estate tax credit of $8,000. As a result, at the closing, you're going to be receiving $27,000 in funds and credits, the sum of $6,000 for the rent, $7,000 for a security deposit, and $6,000 for last month's rent, plus $8,000 for real estate taxes not yet billed. To use this technique, you would use the $27,000 in credits due at closing to pay or reduce the required down payment on the property, or if possible, to allow you to take out cash at closing. If you're obtaining a new mortgage on the property, you can use the rents you collect at the end of your first month of ownership to pay your first mortgage payment, which will not be due until the first day of the following month when you'll be receiving another month's rent. If you're assuming an existing mortgage for which the payment is due mid-month, you can talk to the lender about moving the mortgage payment ahead to the first day of the following month. You'll probably be required to pay one-half month's interest on the mortgage, but you'll benefit by receiving as much as one-half month's rent payments. This extra cash can be used for a down payment on another property. You could use it for fixing up the income property or even for your personal use.